Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 14th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our re-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Wednesday will again be mostly cloudy with highs around 70. Nighttime lows will fall into the mid-50s. Now on with today's top stories. These final eight spots are the talk of the town. After two rounds of voting in the Pierce County Taco bracket, News Tribune readers have whittled down our field of 32 to just 8 Tacoma area restaurants and talk areas. Last week you voted out some pretty popular taco spots in Pierce County, such as Taqueria El Sabroso and Taqueria El Grande, but that doesn't mean the final eight options are any less delicious. This week, some tight matchups are on the docket for a spot in the final four, including Taqueria El Sabor against Los Tamales and Vuelve a la Vida versus Tacos Guaymas. Those are just two of the four head-to-head pairings you can help decide this week. Go to thenewstribune.com to vote. A fatal shooting in Tacoma earlier this summer stemmed from a set-up robbery, according to charging documents filed Friday against a second suspect. The victim, 39-year-old Ronald Hines, was killed July 30 when a man came up to his car at a South Tacoma gas station, pointed a handgun at him and demanded everything he had. The alleged shooter, Malik Patterson, has been arrested and charged with the killing. Now, court documents say Patterson's girlfriend, Tashelle Devani Ellis Dorsey, 24, was tasked with helping to orchestrate the robbery that led to the shooting. Prosecutors wrote in the documents that the woman allegedly rode with the victim in his car while texting Patterson their whereabouts. Ellis Dorsey was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with first-degree murder. She was arraigned Friday, and pleas of not guilty were entered. Court records show Judge Elizabeth Martin set bail at $750,000. Two recent apartment sales show the area's multifamily properties are still drawing top dollar from investors. Institutional Property Advisors, IPA, a division of Marcus & Millichap, on Monday announced the sale of the 124-unit Point East apartment homes in Fife. The apartments, built in 1986, sold for $31.75 million to Point East Fife 124 LLC, representing 11 Capital, a real estate investment company. The site was purchased in 2018 for $21 million, county records show. In a separate transaction, Tanara Villa in Tacoma's West End sold for more than $24.1 million to Tanara Management LLC, with an Oklahoma address, state filings show. A recent multi-million-dollar class action settlement brings an end to a nearly decade-old legal battle for local healthcare workers, a case in which one of the original doctors filing suit died before seeing resolution. According to terms announced this month, Catholic Health Initiatives will pay $2.5 million in back wages owed to 67 healthcare workers. Those eligible for payouts include physicians, physician assistants and advanced registered nurse practitioners. The settlement is the second portion of a lawsuit involving a then-CHI Franciscan clinic in Gig Harbor, in which a partial award dealing with the wrongful termination portion was issued in 2020. At the heart of the wage portion of the case were allegations that the Franciscan Medical Group failed to credit plaintiffs and class members for all hours worked and failed to pay plaintiffs and class members contracted for and earned wages. A collision between a 56-year-old man suspected of DUI and a Pierce County deputy's patrol car Monday night led to a high-speed pursuit into Tacoma's North End, according to the Sheriff's Department. About 33 law enforcement officers from Tacoma Police Department and Pierce County Sheriff's Department responded during the pursuit, Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said. Officers used stop sticks in a pursuit maneuver to bring the chase to a halt at Tacoma Avenue and North 5th Street. Moss said the pursuit reached speeds of 75 miles per hour. Jail records show the suspect was arrested and booked into Pierce County Jail on suspicion of first-degree assault, attempting to elude a pursuing police vehicle, hit and run causing damage only and driving while intoxicated. The collision that led to the pursuit occurred at 11:34 p.m. in the intersection of McKinley Avenue and East 72nd Street. Moss said the suspect struck the patrol car hard enough to disable it, but the deputy was not injured. The suspect vehicle's bumper was left in the intersection. The wreckage of a floatplane that crashed into the waters of Washington State's Puget Sound last week has been found on the seafloor, the National Transportation Safety Board said Monday. The NTSB said the depth and motion of the water hid the wreckage for several days. Sonar located a large section similar in length and width to the plane about 190 feet below the surface of Puget Sound near Whidbey Island, according to spokesperson Jennifer Gabris. The NTSB had said that crash details, including the cause of the crash, couldn't be determined until more of the wreckage was found. 10 people were on the Sunday flight from Friday Harbor in the San Juan Islands to the Seattle suburb of Renton when it crashed on September 4. Vote now for the News Tribune's High School Athletes of the Week for the first full week of September. Voting will remain open until noon Thursday. You can read about all of the candidates, their accomplishments, and vote at thenewstribune.com/sports. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.